occurred in 1978, and I was out of graduate school and didn't have a dime to my name, and was you know, the phone rang one day, and it was a young lady from the University of Connecticut. I was living in Connecticut, and she said that they had had a very terrifying experience while visiting Maine the previous week. She and her sister. The sister had been well known as being a believer in reincarnation and all these sorts of things and the occult and all that. Not really involved with it, but a believer in it. They were driving around a corner in Maine in this little town that turned out to be York Harbor, a right lovely place near the coast. And the young girl said, suddenly, stop the car. That's my house. And they were with some friends, and the guy instinctively stopped the car. She jumped out and ran up to this house, and they figured, well, she's really around the bend this time, literally. And they followed her up to the house, but not before she'd started to pound on the door. Well, a woman in her 40s answered the door and screamed when she saw this young girl. And the man of the house, has turned out to be a childless couple in their 40s, he came. He couldn't speak when he saw this girl. Everybody had the willies by this time, and the young girl finally said, I'm sorry to have bothered you, but I just saw this house, and I felt as though I knew this house very well. And the man, once he found his tongue, said, you should know this house. You haunt it.
What?
You haunt it. So I said, well, I got to get to the bottom of this, but this is incredible. So they all got very nervous, and kind of the kids kind of pulled away, but not before they caught a name on the mailbox. So as luck would have it, my mother's family had a summer home in a town near this one for over a century. So needless to say, we knew people in the town. So I pulled a few strings, got a name, found out the address and all this stuff, phone number. Didn't dare call the guy. So I wrote a letter to this man. I told him that the girl had contacted me, and that every reference I could think of, every professor I'd ever studied with, et cetera, sent him the letter. In the meantime, a priest I know was able to pull a string or two, and we got this girl into the Institute of Living in Hartford, Connecticut, which is today part of Hartford Hospital's mental health program, and she took the MMPI, the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, okay, which is a pre-diagnostic tool that psychiatrists use to see if you need further treatment. So she's doing that. Meanwhile, three days later, I got a phone call from the man at this house in New York, Maine, and his voice was still shaking, and he said, you know, we have to talk to somebody. We really checked you out. And he was afraid, most of all, that people would think they were crazy, naturally, and people would bring in perhaps the press. Up I went to Maine, and this is the story I heard. They had seen this girl in transparent form coming down the stairs, looking out the front window, and doing all sorts of different things. They were so terrified of being in their own house that they wouldn't leave each other's side while they were inside the place. The girl, in the meantime, had said that she had dreams of being in this house, coming down the stairs, looking out the front window, doing all the things these people said they had seen her doing in the house. So I said, what the heck is this? You know, I was still confused from the Bridgeport case and all these other things. And I said, this is not a spirit of the dead. It's not a demon or whatever. I mean, what is this?
No.
So there we are. And it turns out the girl was not, abnormally neurotic or anything in any way. And she was very...
Well, I'm not clear. Had the girl... Was she claiming that she had been there in some sort of previously in some sort of spirit form or in another incarnation, or
dreams.
What was she saying?
She was saying that she had dreams of doing all these things that people had never met before. Again, if I knew then what I believe I know now, I would say you have people experiencing the same parallel universes. Because interestingly, this girl said that she, in these dreams, had been a mother and that, living in that house, and that she had had children. And there were no children in the house when they got there in this reality. And as a matter of fact, she said when she came around that corner and first saw the place, that the question that involuntarily popped into her mind was, where are the toys in the yard? So I really couldn't square that. But now I would say she really was and is living in this house in a parallel life.